From Tidbits on June 6, 2011, this is Security Update 2011-003 Addresses Mac Defender Malware, written by Jeff Carlson. Apple has released Security Update 2011-003, which updates the file quarantine feature in macOS 10.6.7 Snow Leopard to block the recent Mac Defender malware. In the process of applying the update, Software Update searches for known variants of the malware and removes them. The update also adds a new option, enabled by default, to the Security Preference pane, Automatically Update Safe Downloads List. According to Apple, macOS 10 now checks for updates to that list daily. The update is 2.1 megabytes and does not require a restart. It's worth pointing out that Security Update 2011-003 applies only to macOS 10.6.7, and not earlier versions of 10.6 Snow Leopard or earlier versions of macOS 10, as an early draft of this article said. It's a little unclear how compatible Mac Defender and its variants are with earlier versions of macOS 10, but if you're still running Leopard or Tiger, we recommend being particularly cautious. File quarantine. For those that haven't heard the term, file quarantine is the macOS 10 feature introduced in 10.5 Leopard that produces the by now familiar dialog, "File name is an application downloaded from the internet. Are you sure you want to open it?" macOS 10 displays the dialog whenever a potentially unsafe file is opened via the Finder, Spotlight, or the Dock. Unfortunately, most file types that could contain executable code fall into the potentially unsafe category. As a consequence, users see the warning for every application they download, and they can quickly develop the dangerous habit of clicking open without proper evaluation. In 10.6 Snow Leopard, Apple added a specific check for malware, comparing downloaded files to a list of known malware. This list is stored deep within the Mac system folder hierarchy. You can find it in System, Library, Core Services, Core Types.Bundle, Contents, Resources, xprotect.plist. In Snow Leopard, when known malware is downloaded, macOS 10 displays a more useful dialog that says, "File name will damage your computer. You should move it to the trash." The dialog includes additional information that names the specific malware that it detected and that tells the user when it was downloaded and by which application. The dialog includes a Move to Trash button. Security Update 2011-003 adds several features to the malware protection check. An updated definition for what Apple calls the OS 10 Mac Defender A malware, commonly known as Mac Defender. A routine that is run when the security update is first applied that searches for and removes known variants of OS 10 Mac Defender A. A feature that checks daily for updates to the list of known malware. And a checkbox in the Security Preferences General pane, Automatically Update Safe Downloads List, that is checked by default. Users must authenticate to disable the automatic update of the malware list. As always, we encourage users not to click the Open button in the macOS 10 File Quarantine dialog unless you're certain you know what you're agreeing to. And we encourage Safari users to uncheck the Open Safe Files After Downloading option in the General pane of Safari's Preferences. Cat and Mouse. Soon after Security Update 2011-003 appeared, a new Mac Defender variant emerged. If you applied the security update on the day it was released, the quarantine list may not yet be updated to include the variant. According to Lex Friedman at Macworld, there's an easy fix. Open the Security Preference pane, turn off the Automatically Update Safe Downloads List option, and then turn it back on again. Lex's Macworld article, How to Force Your Mac to Update Its Malware Definitions, also explains how to determine when the file was updated. Intego is reporting that there's yet another version of Mac Defender out now as well, though the company doesn't say whether or not Apple's code will find it. The list of variant names now includes Mac Security, Mac Protector, Mac Guard, and Mac Shield. We wouldn't be surprised to see the malware start masquerading as actual antivirus software soon, rather than relying solely on likely sounding names. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, and Econ Technologies. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Carlson. Thanks for listening, and stay safe out there.